Hello? Okay, so this is the first time I'm recording on the recorder that one of my patrons purchased for me. Wait, what's going on? What are you doing right now, sir? So, we're gonna see if this sounds good. I think it should sound fine. I mean, like, he sent me the link on which one to buy, and I looked it up on Amazon before I bought it. So it should be fine, I think. Oh no. What's happening? Oh, here we go. You even listen to the song, it's really good, and I mean that. Ew. There's this house on my block. They just like painted the house. But they didn't like paint it. Like they just painted the front of it. So like when you're driving by, you can see that the sides are different colors. And it looks so gay. Like it just looks bad. And then, like, I don't know what they did. I don't know if they were trying to, like, see if the paint would look good or what the hell is happening. But, like, on one side of the house is, like, beige. And, like, they, like, did, like, zigzags of the red paint of the house. It's a mess. I don't know why. Why would you even do that if you're not going to paint the whole house? That doesn't make any sense. Anyway, you guys want to know something that I just realized today? Like, my grandparents, I'm not going to say this because this is the stupidest thing I've ever said in my, you guys want to know something that really annoys me about my brother? Because he drives my car. He drives around with the AC on, right? Which is fine. Because he like puts gas and does like the oil changes on him since I'm not working. And so, but he drives around with the AC on, but he faces all of the AC things away from him. Why? Why are you like this? And I ask him all the time, I'm like, why do you do that? He's like, because it gets too cold. I'm like, well, then shut it off. He's like, no, because then it gets too hot. And I'm like, that makes no sense. Time's gone inside out. Time's just to start it with. Oh my god. Get out of my way. Why are you driving so slow? Yes, change your lanes, you fucking idiot.
Might be over and now, but can feel it still. Ooh, I'm a rebel just for kicks, man. Let me kick it like it's 1996,
man. Is there a way to like pause recording?
Got another mouth to feed. Leave it with a babysitter, mama call a grave digger. Clown with the falling leaves. Am I coming out of left?
Don't look at me, lady. Oh my god. You guys want to know something that pisses me off? The fact that Portugal the Man is such a good fucking band, and it was that song that they blew up over. Like, they have so many other good songs. Ooh, my messy bun looks really nice today. 10 out of 10 would recommend. I know I told you guys a while back, I did a ramble the day that, oh man, my fucking hands are getting itchy. My allergies have been awful since yesterday. I don't know why. It's like 4 o'clock in the afternoon and I literally just like got the strength to like get out of bed and stuff. Like I woke up earlier and I like washed my face and did all my stuff, like my morning routine, And then I was like, yeah, I don't feel good. Like, I don't feel good. Is it closed? What the fuck? He wanna give me the vitamin D? Oh my god. Give me the ball, give me the ball, get your partnership. Hell yeah, ever seen a crowd calling ape shit raw? Fast, fast, fast like a Lambo. Oh my god. I can't believe we made it. This is what we're thankful. I can't believe we made it. Have you ever seen a crowd going ape shit? Game of Thrones yesterday. Oh man. I don't know how I feel about the episode. Like, I feel like it was good in terms of like excitement and like, oh, my hands are so itchy. In terms of like excitement and stuff, but like, it goes against everything. Like, they went so many seasons making sure not to turn Daenerys into the Mad King, and then they just throw her under the bus in two episodes. Like, it's the most infuriating thing in the entire world. And, like, it's so predictable, the fact that, like, Jon was gonna see how destructive she is, and he's gonna be like, I don't want it, but she sucks, so now I gotta do it, you know? Like, it's just dumb. It's the stupidest fucking storyline they could have come up with, and I just feel like it's so cheap, you know? I felt Cersei and Jaime dying like they did was perfect. And I also think that the fact that Tyrion set them up was perfect because she deserves it. Honestly, if we're being 100% honest, Cersei and Jaime just deserved that. I mean, I feel like Jaime's character development was like A1 steak sauce, but like, why'd he gotta do Brienne like that? She's just outside in her fucking house coat, you know, crying because he's leaving, like, and it's cold outside, you know? Why would you do that? It sucks. And the worst part about it is, like, when he left Brienne, like, Tormund had already left beyond the wall, so, like, she couldn't even get some rebound dick, you know? Like, what the fuck, Jaime Lannister? What do you think you are? Oh my god, this drives me things for fucking ever! And I still have to go pick up my brother and then go to my fucking mom's house. Okay, give me a sec. The lady in the drive-thru, deadass, could not hear anything that I was saying. Like, and I couldn't understand anything she was saying because, like, the drive-thru little thing was, like, super muffled. So it was like, So I had to keep repeating, like, the order over and over and over and over. And, like, I could kind of hear in her voice that she was getting annoyed. And it's just like, dude, I can't fucking hear you. Sorry. You guys didn't hear this, but, like, as soon as I rolled down my window, I sneezed 6 times. So that's cool. Fantastic. I just love it. Allergies are wonderful. 10 out of 10 would recommend. Forever. This song gives me feels. This is Still Woozy. And the song is called Cooks. What was I gonna say? So yesterday, I was a little bit buzzed because I hung out with my family for Mother's Day. Like, my family came over because I had family here from out of town. And, like, we made food and then, like, we just hung out. It was a lot of fun. I had, like, maybe 20 people over yesterday. It was a lot of fun. And so we were drinking, and then after that, I was a little bit buzzed and I jumped on the Discord server. And I was dying of laughter because, like, Sky... Hanol Sky Girl here on Reddit is one of my really good friends, and she's in the server, so she like always goes on there and talks to the boys. And like the other day we were on voice chat and she jumped on with us, so me and her were like talking to everybody, and so like it's a lot of fun. Like, she's super cool, and so she jumped on there, and I'm always like complaining the guys are always like bullying me, or they're like they're always just teasing me, and so I always say like they're bullies, but like it's a joke. But she made, like, a meme about me, and then everyone was like, damn, Sky bullied M And so I was like, I'm leaving the server, I'm retiring. And I said I was leaving the server to her, because everybody stabbed me in the back. So then, like, when my family left, I got on the server and I was like, do you guys remember that scene in Game of Thrones where, like, everybody stabs Jon and then he comes back to life? I was like, that's me, I'm back, bitches. And then I was saying, there's this guy in the server who's, like, constantly trolling me. He's actually a really sweet guy. His name is John. John Nelly is his username. And so he was like, who are you going to hang for treason? And I was like, you. You were so quick to go hang out with Sky. I'm hanging you for treason. So I changed his name to Traitor Boy Ollie. And I was just, like, handing out. There's another guy in there who was like, ooh. They're saying he supported me. So I changed his name to Lord Commander. And, like, everyone was like, oh, my God, you're just christening everybody. And there's this, like, one user in there. His name's Yucky. And, like, I always say he's my favorite because he makes memes and he makes me laugh. And yesterday, like, he was, like, talking shit. So I put his name as Littlefinger because he's always stabbing me in the back. So, I don't know. Everybody was like, damn, she's fucked up. I was like, I'm not fucked up. It's just funny. It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. It made me laugh a lot. And then, like, my significant other is in the server as well. So I said to one of my mods, like, make his name Daenerys Targaryen. And then he responded, my significant other was like, if you make my name Daenerys Targaryen, I'm going to Jorah you so fucking quick. And I was like, you're not going to friend zone me. Don't try to say you're going to friend zone me. Don't threaten me. Okay. And Jorah was a very nice man. Jorah actually was like my second favorite character on Game of Thrones. Oh my God, I gotta pull forward because I have to pay. I fantasize about this back in Chicago. Mercy, mercy me, that mercy Elago. That's me, the first. I sang this in the last ramble.
Can I
listen
to the first one?
Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah, thanks. I had to pull over. Yo la rompo y la disparo. ¿Qué carajo te importa a ti? ¿Cómo soy yo? Oh, yo soy así, oh. I was like, I set up a recording schedule for myself, and I was like, today I'm gonna record at least 5 recordings, get them out. And then I got up, and my fucking brother decided to call into work, so that's cool. So I can't, like, record when he's home because I'm really loud, and so it sucks. I can see us on a house next year. You'll be making your mind up. We can figure out what goes where. keeping it real with me all the time. We're holding it down with you every day. I'm so good at falling asleep. Careful for you and me. If I wanted you, I would have stayed here for weeks. I think I parked like shit. Like, I'm pretty sure I did. I think I'm gonna be traveling next month. I think I'm gonna go home. I'm gonna go back to visit my parents, I think. So that should be fun. It should be a lot of fun because I haven't seen my parents in in a few months because I was... Yeah, so I'm going to be visiting my parents and I'm really excited about it. And I'm probably going to be over there for like 2 weeks or something. So I'm going to have to be like recording in like my closet. House next year. You'll be making your mind up. You can figure out what goes where. You'll be keeping it real with me all the time. No distraction, no one's even trying to reach me. Well, at least they need something honestly. And the trouble is, everybody needs something all the fucking time. There's a car next to me. Did I park like shit? I think I did. This drive-thru always takes forever because they make everything to order. So it's always like a half an hour wait, like dead ass, from ordering to the food coming out. Sunflower in the morning,
standing in the garden, all before you wait. Nobody can compare you out into the daylight. Let that evil wait.
Did you guys like the new Vampire Weekend album? I've only like listened to it like a little. And I don't know how I feel about it. I mean, I'm really excited. I was really excited because they worked with Steve Lacy on this album. And they also worked with Haim. And Haim, I love. Like, I've seen them twice in concert. And Days Are Gone, their first album, is one of my all-time favorite albums. So, I was really excited that they were going to work with Haim and with Steve Lacy because I love both of them. I think the internet is fantastic. And so, I don't know. I think the stuff that they did with Steve Lacy is fucking great. And also, I heard, like, two songs that they did with Haim, and I thought they were great, too. But maybe I was just, like, it's been so long since their last album, so I feel like maybe I was expecting some of their old sound. I don't know what I was expecting. I mean, I know, like, bands evolve and stuff, so I don't know. And,
well, I don't know. Da 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 da.
There was one person in front of me on the in the drive-thru line, and they haven't brought their food out. So I'm assuming mine's going to take a while. Anyway. I was at the gas station the other day. I was wearing biker shorts, like biking shorts. I was wearing biking shorts and a wife beater and Nike slides, which is like my uniform. Anyway, and this guy, I was like in the, I was in the, like in one of the aisles at the gas station I don't know why everybody thought this is so funny that I said gas station aisle, but I was buying chips, so fuck you guys. I was buying chips at the gas station, and I was in the aisle, and this guy was in the same aisle as me, and I looked up, and, like, he smiled at me, and I was like, and I just, like, kind of was just looking at everything, and then I realized, like, the chips that I wanted weren't there, because they're on the other side of the aisle, and I walked towards him, and he went, oh, what's up, and then I said, you're in my way, and then he went, oh, and so, like, he moved aside, and then I went around him, so I was just like, what the fuck, like, did he think I was trying to approach him? And so, like, I went to pay and everything, and then when I was leaving, he was like, I really like your tattoo, your shin tattoo. And I was like, thanks. And I left. But it was, like, weird, because I knew that he was trying to get me to talk to him, and I was just like, bro, I'm in biking shorts and Nike slides at the gas station. Like, chill. The other day, I was at Lowe's with my mom. And because we were looking at ceiling fans, and there's this girl who was in the aisle, like, she was walking by, and she had, like, all her, like, her whole chest and, like, her neck tattooed, and she was like, hey, I like your tattoo, and I was like, oh, thanks, like, my shin tattoo, the same one that the guy remarked on. I was like, oh, thanks a lot. And she was like, where'd you get it done? And then I told her, and she was like, oh, yeah, they do really good work. And I was like, yeah, that's where I got my stuff or whatever. And she was like, nice. And so, like, she walked away, and then my mom was like, did you see her neck? And I was like, oh, my God. She's like, she had her whole chest tattooed. Did you see her? And I was like, I did see her. She's like, that doesn't look right. And I was like, Mom, you have a child who has tattoos. I don't have one tattoo. Like, I have multiples. And I have a significant part of my body tattooed, like, a good amount. And so, like, my leg, I don't want you guys to, like, be, like, guessing what it is. I have, like, my right leg, more than half of it is completely tattooed. So, like, I was like, Mom, at some point, you don't get to judge people for that anymore because you have a kid who has tattoos. And she was like, it just doesn't look right. And I was like, well, that's me in the future. I'm going to get my chest and my neck tattooed. And she was like, what did she say? She's like, estás hablando pendejadas, which means, like, you're talking nonsense in Spanish. She's like, estás hablando puras pendejadas. And she just, like, walked away from me. And it made me laugh a lot. Because, like, my mom is, like, very weird. Like, not weird. I feel like my mom is very, like, she tries to be very traditional, like, my culture. Like, traditional Mexican. But then she's very open-minded about other things. And it's kind of, like, it's weird, you know? Like, she doesn't, I don't know. So, like, sometimes she thinks things are cute. And then other times, like, she's, like, against them. So I don't know what her thing is. And so she's always constantly making, like, those type of comments. And it's really funny for me just to, like, always, like, she will, like, judge people. And I'm like, bro, you're kids, you know? Like, she, what else? Say if it was a bring me down. I saw Detective Pikachu. It's so good. I was never even, like, one of those Pikachu, like, Pokemon kids. Because I feel like a lot of, like, my family who were, like, are more, they grew up more Hispanic than I did. Are, like, they grew up with, like, Sailor Moon and Dragon Ball Z and, like, Pokemon, and I didn't. I was more of, like, a Disney Nickelodeon kid. So, like, if you talk to me about anything Nickelodeon related, I fuck with that. And then, like, I feel like my brother, who's younger than me, grew up with, like, he did grow up with, like, Pokemon, but he grew up very, like, Cartoon Network. So I think, like, it has to do with what was, like, popular at the time that you were a kid. For me, I mean, like, Nickelodeon and, like, Disney movies were, like, the shit when I was a kid. So that's what I grew up with. And when I say, like, Disney movies, I'm talking about, like, the princess movies. I'm talking about, like, the Disney Channel movies, like, Xenon and, you know? And so, I know, like, Pokemon is cool and stuff, but, like, I was never one of those kids who was, like, hella into it. I mean, and which is weird considering that Pokemon crossed over into the U.S. and became a big deal when I was, like, 10. But we went to go see it. I went to see Detective Pikachu, expecting nothing. And I loved it. It was so, so good. The movie's so cute. I mean, it's not like an Academy Award winner or anything, but, like, it's so cute. Like, it's so entertaining. Omar Chaparro is in it, which is weird. I don't know how that happened. Omar Chaparro is, like, this actor slash, like, comedian in Mexico. So I don't know how Omar Chaparro ended up in there. Diplo is in there as well. And it's funny because I went to see it with my sister-in-law. And when I saw Diplo come on the screen, I looked at her and I said, "Do you know who that is?" And she was like, "No." And I said, "That's Diplo." And she said, "Oh, okay, cool." But she didn't say anything else. And then when we left the movie theater, she was like, "Who's Diplo?" I was like, "What are you talking about?" She's like, "You said that's Diplo." I was like, "Diplo." And she was like, "Oh, the DJ." I was like, "Yes, you idiot. What do you think I said?" And so, yeah, it was really funny. And tomorrow I'm going to be recording a very intense audio for you guys. I'm recording the Going for 12 Times audio tomorrow because I have no respect for my vagina, apparently. So that's going to be 10 out of 10 would recommend. Where's this guy going? Oh, that's sweet. There's a homeless man walking around along the side of the road, and this like minivan pulled over. They were leaving like this barbecue rib place, and they gave him food. That's really nice. Always had high hopes. Mama said. You guys want to know something that I wonder? Why did, when Brandon Urie decided to continue with making music, why didn't he just go by Brandon Urie? Why is he still under Panic at the Disco when he's like the only one in the band? That doesn't make sense to me. I feel like he would have had more success if he just was Brandon Urie. Because I feel like a lot of people hear like Panic at the Disco and they get turned off. And I was one of those people. I was never into Panic at the Disco. I was also never into like My Chemical Romance. I know a lot of people that are like maybe a year or two younger than me or my age love My Chemical Romance. I was never really into them. I like two songs from, I think it was like Helena and what's the, I don't know, the other one. But I was never really into them. When I went through all that, I was into like Brand New, Me Without You. Mm-hmm. It's the same for like Fall Out Boy. I never got into Fall Out Boy, and a lot of people love Fall Out Boy. My God, this drive through takes for fucking ever. I've been here for like 40 minutes. Mama said, don't give up. It's a little complicated. But yeah, I don't understand why he didn't go by like just Brandon Urie. And also he did music with Taylor Swift. I cannot stand Taylor Swift. She's annoying. Okay, so they brought the person behind me their food and they haven't brought my food. Hi, thank you.
Thank you, have a good day.
You too, thanks. If none of okay, I'm not gonna check everything for this. Distant runners of the frontier. I think it makes sense. Defenders of the real. am I going?
Solo.
Oh my god, there's so much traffic. You're kidding me. I have the right of way, you fucking moron. Are you turning? What are you doing right now, sir? Oh, so you are turning? Fantastic. Great.
But stay woke. They gon' find you, won't catch you sleeping. Ooh, but stay woke. Won't you close your eyes?
These people don't know how to fucking drive. Go! What are you doing? Oh my god. You fucking moron. And now he's like inching to the right-hand side, like he's gonna be able to pass traffic. Are you fucking retarded? How did you get your license, sir? Oh my god. You see? You inch to the right and now you can't get through, you fucking idiot. I just said that. Oh, there's so much traffic. Yes, this song goes hard. This song slaps as fuck. I should have just gone the other way. I'm never gonna get out of here. Like, honestly. Oh, luxury. Chinny chin chin. Could buy anything. Cop that. Oh, collard greens. 3 degrees low. Make it half of me. Drop that. Yeah.
I
don't know if you guys are into rap, but I love Kendrick Lamar and Schoolboy Q. I always say, like, me and Schoolboy Q are kind of from, because I'm not from Crenshaw, but I'm from East LA. And Schoolboy Q is from Figueroa. Like, that's what he reps, is Figs. So, icky. I'm never gonna be able to turn here. I'm never gonna be able to get home, ever. Like, I'm never gonna be able to make it home, ever, in my entire life. I'm just gonna be stuck here in traffic for 500 years, and the people behind me are just gonna have to stay here for another 500 years as well. Because there's like 10 cars behind me, and then we're all gonna grow old in our cars, we're gonna die, and then it's cool because we're gonna save money on caskets because our car's gonna be caskets. I can see you staring at me. Don't look at me. This your favorite song. O sea, no mames, no voy a poder dar vuelta, güey. ¿Qué chingos voy a hacer? And I'm more than a man, I'm a god. Oh my god, if these kids get to the intersection and I can't turn, they're gonna have to go around me and I'm gonna be so embarrassed, like really embarrassed. Is this person gonna let me go? No? Okay, great, fantastic. Thank you, Jesus. Finally, the person that was in traffic gave me a chance to get out of the problem I was in. I don't have to die in this car. I can buy my own casket. Just kidding. I don't want to be buried. I want to be cremated. that got really dark. And to this stupid bitch who didn't let me get in front of her, you fucking idiot. Oh, 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 oh. You know what annoys me? People that have boys that have long hair, and that sounds bad. Not guys with long hair. I'm about to explain to you guys what variation of guys with long hair. Because my boyfriend has long hair. Like, his hair is like, my hair and his hair are the same length. It's like up to his shoulders. But the thing is, I hate guys that have short, like, their hair is too short to be put into, like, a proper ponytail, but it's long enough that they can do, like, a mun at the top of their head, like a little man bun, and it looks horrible. Don't do that. Seriously. If you're just growing out your hair to have a fucking man bun, like, don't do that. It's so stupid. You look stupid. The reason I say that is because I was driving down the street, and there's this little boy who was walking down, and he had the tiniest, teeniest, littlest bun, like, in his hair, at the top of his hair. The smallest bun. It's like, you know what I want to do to people that have man buns that small? I literally, at my old job, there were so many people that had that hairstyle where it's, like, shaved on the sides, but it's long at the top. Like, think Jeremy Lin, right? Remember when Jeremy Lin did that where he was, like, had the man bun? Where it's, like, short on the sides, but it's, like, long at the top, so you do a man bun. Jeremy Lin's, though, was, like, long enough that it was, like, a good significant bun at the top of his head. But all these little kids, like, grow, like, an inch, and then they want to put it into a rubber band. And it's, like, dude, that's not a ponytail. I don't know what you're doing. And so, like, at my old job, I used to honestly, like, daydream about walking around with scissors and snipping all of everybody's little tiny stupid ponytails off. Don't do it. If you're going to commit to letting your hair grow out, let it grow out. Oh my God, the soda's going to flip over. Let it grow out. Grow it out. And then put it in a bun. Don't grow your hair out with the, like, intention of munning it. Because then you have the stupidest, tiniest little, like, penny-sized ass, little, stupid, flimsy ass, wannabe fucking Jeremy Lin looking ass fucking sorry ass stupid ponytail. It looks so stupid. What the fuck is that? Just please, PSA to everybody. Don't do it. This song is really good. If you've ever seen, what movie is it? What's the movie called? Baby Driver. This song is from Baby Driver. Also, I just have a quick question. If any of you guys know where you can, like, watch Studio Ghibli movies online, hold on. Sorry, there was some stuff outside my house. Oh, yeah, what was I talking about? What is that stuff doing there? I don't understand. There's, like, these cans outside my front door. I don't know what that is. Oh, yeah, if any of you guys know where we can watch, like, Princess Mononoke online, can you please tell us? Because on the server, we wanted to have a movie night, but we don't know where we can watch it. And, like, Rabbit is only, like, I think Rabbit is only, like, compatible with, like, Netflix. No, Amazon Video and Hulu. But we kind of wanted to watch it. And I wanted to watch something the other day. What did I want to watch? I don't remember. Anyway, I'm home and my food is here and I'm gonna kill myself because it took me so long to get all the food. I'm excited. Just kidding. Anyway, I'm annoying. But thanks for listening to this. If you did, thanks for joining me on my long ass journey to get food. And yeah, so bye. Bye.